One of the toughest questions in education is, how do you rate and rank school quality? Going only by raw test scores usually ends up simply ranking schools by rates of poverty, special education, disability, and English fluency. As WHYY's Kevin McCory reports, the School District of Philadelphia's metric attempts a more nuanced evaluation, but may raise more questions than answers.
At a celebration ceremony at Anne Frank Elementary in Northeast Philadelphia, Superintendent William Height praised both the district and charter schools that ranked highest this year on the school progress report.
What we're doing is celebrating the top performers, those schools that are leading the way.
The SPR metric ranks schools two ways. First, against every public school serving the same age bracket, and second, against peer schools that share similar demographics in poverty, special education disability, race, and English fluency. City leaders were no surprise. Central High School, Julia Masterman Middle School, Penn Alexander K-8 Elementary, and Anne Frank K-5 Elementary. But peer leaders were those that aren't as often heralded. This year, they included Mastery Smedley, Universal Creighton, as well as Ronhurst and Kirkbride Elementaries. Still, the SPR shows a very strong correlation between student demographics and outcomes. Jora Chung is the district's chief performance officer.
Economically disadvantaged students is by far the strongest indicator or predictor of student outcomes on the SPR.
One of the ways that SPR attempts to look beyond demographics is by placing its highest premium on student improvement. But many consider improvement a very complex thing to track. The district does it here with year-to-year student progress on state standardized tests. Problem is, the state test became much more difficult from year to year, so quote-unquote progress is all over the map, and some of the results are eye-raising. As an example, last spring, the School Reform Commission recommended closing Universal Bluford Elementary for poor performance. But now, SPR ranks it highly. The straight test scores are still extremely low, but it showed enough progress to make it one of the top performers in its bracket. So is there reason to be wary of how SPR ranked schools this year? Again, Jora Chung.
No. I mean, I think we've always had an overweight on growth. That's intentional because that's how we're leveling the playing field.
For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCory.